Uruguay is poised to become the first nation in the world to create a legal, regulated marijuana market. But many are asking, is this the right way forward? Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges spoke to Martin Jelsma, a leading expert on Latin America and international drug policies. She began by asking him for his reaction to Uruguay's move.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with the outcome of the vote. I've been also collaborating with the Uruguayan government in the design of the model of regulation they have chosen to implement. And I think it has many advantages over the current illegal situation of the market. For cannabis, this is definitely the direction to go into. As long as you keep the market in criminal hands, there's no way you can regulate, control anything at all. You can't impose age limits to control the quality of the product. So, yeah, I think it is a wise decision of the government to go in this direction.
Critics, however, warn that marijuana is a gateway to using harder drugs like cocaine, and they say that fostering the bad habits of addicts is playing with fire. And even Pope Francis said during his visit to Brazil last week that the liberalisation of drugs, which has been discussed in several Latin American countries, is not, what he said, what will reduce the spread of chemical substances. What's your answer to these worries?
This is definitely not the same as liberalizing the market. No? This is a very strictly controlled regulation model. It does not increase access to cannabis, but it rather restricts it by placing it under control and taking it off the market. No? It is now for everybody, including youth, the whole issue of the gateway to other drugs. That has precisely been one of the motivations of the government to go in this direction, because the basic idea behind it is to separate the market. And now everybody who only wants to use cannabis now and then has to buy it from street dealers who also offer them other kinds of drugs who are much more dangerous. So by separating the markets, in practice, youngsters will be less in contact with people who are selling, who want to sell them, harder types of drugs. So in terms of protective measures for youth, this is a step forward. This is increasing control rather than liberalizing.
So you think that this is a trailblazer and this law will inspire other countries to follow in Uruguay's footsteps?
Absolutely. There are already several countries in Latin America that have proposals, similar proposals, on the table in Parliament, in Mexico, in Ecuador, in Chile, especially if the implementation of this policy in Uruguay is proving to be successful and does not lead to an increase of the use of cannabis, and I'm sure it won't, then it will give a positive example and it will indeed inspire those other countries to take steps in the same direction. There are already two states in the United States that have decided to do the same, in Colorado and in Washington State. So there will be now three places in the world where this is starting to happen, and more will follow, and indeed it will be the start of a whole new era for more effective cannabis control policy.